Can enlightenment be attained through listening without meditation? What do you think? Yeah? I want some feedback from you all. What do you all think? Yeah? Can one attain enlightenment only through hearing and without meditation? A lot of people is trying to hope for the yes as an answer, isn't it? So that you don't have to torture yourself to meditate so hard, isn't it? Okay, I want some comment. Huh? Anybody? Ananda, yes. Let you trigger. We have 23. Yeah.
So based on the Buddha's teaching, it will be having the three terms to be the Sitta Maya Panya, and Bhavana Maya Panya. So yeah. Generally, it's like if you just listen, it's only the first turning kind of thing. It's like, you know, the turning wisdom. So basically, you listen to contemplate and but after you listen.
Yes.
So you gain the wisdom because right now you're only earning the knowledge.
Thank you so much for your sharing. Okay. Who else? Anybody else? Just how you all heard him, yeah? Because there is this three turning type of wisdom. Sutta Maya Panya is listening to the Dhamma or the Sutta as proclaimed by the Buddha. So you can awaken through that. You don't have to sit and meditate. Yeah? But please, don't go and quote me and get yourself into trouble. Because you go and say, hey, brother, you say, no need to meditate. Just listen. These are possible if you have your past cultivation, you have already developed the parami and all the things. Then this life you come upon hearing, you will be able to awaken. But do not believe that when people say yes, it's possible, which is true. But if you spend enough time on it, then when you have some form of understanding and you are able to stabilize it through the second turning, that's how you, when you reflect, contemplate, and inquire into what you have heard, then you stabilize the understanding. That is second turning wisdom, Cintamaya Panya, as described by Ananda. So these two is not the meditative state. They listen, they contemplate, they reflect, then they inquire. But it's in a creative mind state. Means the mind is not heedlessly wandering off, lost in thought, heedless thinking. No. That mind is creative. Means it has faith, it has virya. It is attentive, means mindful. That's why it can attentively listen. That if he has the past cultivation, he can just awaken. Then when you reflect, contemplate, and inquire, you stabilize what you have learned, and then you can assimilate them in. And this will stabilize your understanding. And sometimes if you have your past cultivation, while you do this, it will connect you through, and you will also awaken. So first two turning doesn't really involve meditation. Only the third turning, Bhavana Maya Panya, involve the meditative state. Yeah. But always remember, the meditative training is also very important. Even those who have their past parami, they will also understand the importance of bhavana. That's why they will know how to sit, they will know how to relax, silent, aware, or do the lying down meditation. Then whatever posture, domain of meditation, they will know more important. So this is how you must develop the understanding. Okay? Anybody else who wants to share anything? Is it possible to just listen and become enlightened? No need to do the formal meditation. So the question is, Can one attain enlightenment through only listening and without formal meditation? I answer yes. And there are many cases of this happening even during the time of the Buddha, like Venerable Kandanya and Sariputta and many others. Normally, such people are able to awaken only through hearing is because of their past cultivation of parami. Most of these people have in fact cultivated very sincerely and diligently before in the past. So that is the reason why in this life they will have the condition to just awaken. We are hearing the Dhamma. This hearing of the Dhamma actually corresponds to the first turning wisdom called Sutamaya Panya. Wisdom born of hearing the Sutta or discourse of the Buddha. So this one is very clear. Huh? And then just now I added a little bit more on the second turning, huh? Where you can reflect, contemplate, and inquire on what you have learned and heard. So that one also not in the meditative state, not in a formal meditation, but that one, the mind is also attentive with faith, sadha, virya, attentively listening, means mindful, aware. Then when you reflect and contemplate, your mind state must also be creative, yeah. Means you are in a quiet setting. You are in an environment which is very conducive that can allow you to contemplate, reflect, and inquiry. Yeah. It's not the active thinking part. It's not using the thought to actively think and reason. No, it's nothing to do with it. It's just an inquiry. You inquire, like we discussed earlier. Why did the Buddha say birth is suffering? And you throw out this inquiry. Then you can recollect through life experience what birth is all about, the whole process. Then suddenly you hit a point where you realize, oh, no wonder the Buddha say birth is suffering. Yeah, but the whole process, there are a lot of suffering involved in birth. Then the moment you are born, you had the Dhamma, you will come to understand. Birth will give rise to old age, sickness, and death, which is suffering. So without wisdom, when this happens, suffering will come to be. So the first noble truth will become clearer and clearer to you. Yeah. So second turning wisdom is to stabilize all this understanding. Then you can assimilate them in the understanding to stabilize your wisdom. Then after that, you can receive truth and awaken through the turning wisdom anytime, anywhere, any place. Okay?